This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just a few seconds ago, while I was going to the mosque, a white old man approached me and he said, please, do you have 20p? I want to make a telephone call and I run out of 20p. So he doesn't seem to be a beggar, one of those professional beggars, but he is a genuine old white man. So I said, yeah, let me find out. And I had some change in my pocket, so I was picking it up. And he said, were you going to the mosque? I said, yeah, I was going to the mosque. He said, I thought so. So I gave him the 50p actually. And he was so grateful for that. So grateful. And he told me, you are a good man. And not many good people are left in this world. So I had a bit of conversation with him. I didn't tell him anything about Islam at the moment because I found that I don't want to take advantage of that. Okay? He will find out because he knew that I am a Muslim and I was going to the mosque. Yeah? My message to you, brothers and sisters, try to be a person who is approachable by people. Try to have something with you that shows that you are an honorable person and you can help and support others. Keep some change in your pocket. Maybe there might be some genuine people who need help. And always remember that actions speak louder. You don't need to give lectures about Islam, but your attitude is the most effective way of da'wah. And remember that you are an ambassador of Islam. Don't think that when you look Islamic with a beard or with a thawb, with a topi, that people don't know that you are Muslim. No. I was so surprised that this old white man, he figured out that I am a Muslim and I could help him, which is a big testimony for us as Muslims that we are known to be supportive and helpful for others. So, subhanAllah, so many meanings can be taken from this. So, brothers and sisters, take it seriously. And may Allah Jalla Ala accept your effort. May Allah Jalla Ala accept all of our effort. Jazakumullah khairan.